Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, people, I'm right back, and I'm going to go make just a few very short announcements, and I'm going to go do a little short rant here because my blood is beyond boiling right now. First of all, I'd just like to tell you, please go to, you can go to our website, bloodriverradio.com. You can go in and you can now donate online. You can use one of any three credit cards we have. We certainly need your money to bring on sterling guests like we have right now, Miss Karen Smith. We just came back from Montgomery Bell last year, me and Matt, God willing, and we're going to get Lee Cochran's cojones and advice, and he's going to go to Charlottesville with us too. We got to go. Yeah, last week we were up at Montgomery Bell. We were up there. That cost money. That cost the Buku and Swansic a lot of money to do that, you know, and we do it for you. What do we get out of it? We get to follow what our Lord and Savior tells us to do. Anyway, go right back to the movie. I want to remind you again, the movie coming out that True News is producing, they were going to release it on July 4th, but they've uncovered more explosive evidence. Rick Wiles, the guy who owns True News, told his man, don't even think about a deadline. Do a great job. They're going to release this movie. It's supposed to be shown in theaters around the world, he said. And he said for us to all pray for them. And you know why. The usual suspects will be pulling a JFK on them. Okay, now I'd like to make a little slight rant here. And I'd also like to tip my hat again to Sam Bushman. My admiration and gratitude to Sam, it has knows no bounds. The man is incredible. You will not believe what goes on behind the scenes here. He has to mute lines, unmute lines. He has to work with people who have Skype, with stuff I don't even understand. And when you go and listen to the archives, most of the noise and interference and crap like that, you'll never know. And you know, and the reason the archives sound good is because Sam does it. We screwed up the last archive because we have a young guy who was a and Lord knows he knows more than I do. But we're going to have our archives rocking and rolling. He's going to take a direction from Sam, and he's going to concentrate. He's very smart, but he hadn't done this a lot before. But if you know what I mean, the price is beyond right, if you know what I mean. And we're struggling for money here. Now, let me get back to a little news blip I heard on the break that Sam put up, a news blip, and it ties in beyond perfectly with what we're talking about. I guess this was a black congressman, whoever. I didn't get the whole thing because of too much of Vietnam in my ears, if you know what I mean. They don't work that great. They're going to give $100 billion to the you-know-who, the dark individuals of the country. And where are they going to get this $100 billion? They're going to get it from you white smug taxpayers. They're going to get it from the Sam Bushmans, the Brendas, the Eddies, the Jameses. They're going to get it from the people, the working stiffs in this country. That's part of what I call soft genocide. It's exactly what it is. They're going to milk you dry. They're going to pay these people. They give them free three hots and a cot. Let me tell you what. They don't have to have driver's license. I've been rear-ended not once but twice by illegal aliens. The last one from, I guess, Mexico told me it wasn't his fault because he hit me and my grandson in the back of my car because his friggin' brakes didn't work. He said it was not his fault because his brakes have not been working lately, but he had to drive. And you know what? And don't even think about insurance. In the state of Tennessee, you can go to jail if you don't have liability insurance, but that's because the thugs and the insurance companies pay off the thugs in the Congress here. That's right. If you're illegal, you get a, just like Sam says, you get a straight up pass. They stick us honkies, us schmucks, the goyim, have to pay for all this crap. You know, I'm going to tell you something else. They get free rent. They get free school. They get free medicine. Simon even told me last week while we were at Montgomery Bell, American citizens are even financing baby birthing clinics in different parts of Africa, South Africa being one of them. And here we are running extermination camps here in America called,
abortion clinics, yeah.
Abortion clinics under, what's that? I can't think of the name of it. I can't think of the name of that big abortion mill. But family planning, whatever it is.
Planned Parenthood.
But listen to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthoods. And you show me any job be it, I named this earlier, government, federal government, state government, city government, de facto business. We have where I go run all the time, the largest urban park in the United States. I'm going to shut up just a minute. I'm going to go to Matt and Lee. The largest urban park in the United States is right here in Memphis, Tennessee, called Shelby Farms. Every day when you go over there, you see these stupid white people. They're like in their prime childbearing age. And sometimes they'll have one or two beautiful white children. The scene I'm getting ready to tell you, I've seen every day. They'll have like a 2.5 or 3-year-old white toddler girl or boy. Then they'll have like maybe a 5-year-old boy or girl. Then they'll have one of these blacks that they have paid $40,000 for. I have freak people in my ex-church. I left my church because I couldn't stand it there anymore, a Southern Baptist. I know two people there, young people. They paid $40,000 apiece for these black children. And when they got their little toddlers, little white toddlers struggling to keep up, they're not holding them. They're holding these black children like they're the Christ child reincarnate, like they're the most valuable, most precious article on the face of the earth. They're just cradling them like they just can't get enough of them. You know, you see that every stinking day, man. And, you know, at $40,000, and the reason I say that's $80,000 they adopted. One person, one black from Kenya, one from, Haiti is the new chic place. You got to go to Haiti and adopt a kid there. Never mind that the Haitians killed every white man, every white woman that was there. They killed them, every one of them. I can go into the gory details, but I won't. But the point I'm making is the $40,000, the $80,000 for two blacks, these stupid people in the Southern Baptist Church, I told Brother Wayne Webb, I left it. God never made a stupider creature than a Southern Baptist. There's nothing stupider than a Southern Baptist. They are so stupid they don't have a sense to pour piss out of a boot. We're going to take those $80,000, and God only knows how much they could feed these starving women in South Africa that don't have enough nourishment in their breast milk to feed these children. Now with that, I'm going to shut up, Matt. I'm going to cool off. I'm going to go get a drink of ice water, son. I'm turning over to you, Matt. Go ahead, fella.
Well, all that follows what Karen was saying earlier about a South African man and his family are over here asking for asylum. He got beat, robbed, and attacked. And our own satanic government turned them down, who's supposed to be our own kith and kin, our own people, our own loved ones from overseas. They turned them down, and they're encouraging all this garbage that's going on, like Eddie was talking about. They're taking your money out of your pockets, people, and giving it to these people who are coming to attack you and kill you. You're paying for these attacks and then these murders. You're paying for it. They're taking food off your kids' plates and feeding the people that are coming to take from them and kill and rape and steal. This is a tragedy beyond anything we've ever seen before. This I've never heard anything in history, when I studied any historical empire, that had this happen to them. This is absolutely egregious in all cases. I mean, I've never heard of this.
Well, Matt, looks like the music caught you, fella. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, Matt, we're going to go to Lee, and then I've got to chime in about something you said after Lee's through, and then we don't want to cut Karen Smith out of this, because after all, she's our star. I'm sorry I got carried away by Ren a little bit ago, y'all. Anyway, we'll be right back after the music, folks. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Go ahead, make my day.
All right, people, we're right back after this break. And listen, we're going to go, Matt has got a quick question for Miss Karen, and we don't want to interrupt her anymore. I fear I might have taken up too much time on my rant a minute ago. So, Miss Karen, Lee has a question for you right now, a quick question. And so take it away, Matt. Ask your question.
Miss Karen, I've heard that there's a white oligarchy behind the black leadership in South Africa that is colluding with them. I guess they want to get the white South African property. Do you know, have any information on that?
Well, yes. George Soros is very active in South Africa. His open borders, I think it is, society, open something society, is very, very active in South Africa. They are in control of the media and things like that. Now, the ANC was originally started in London in 1913 or thereabouts by a Jewish consortium. I don't take the anti-Jewish tack very often, but this is a fact. They created the ANC. They funded them. They sent them into South Africa. But unfortunately, all those theories of mine have flown out the window now because of the Chinese. The Chinese have taken over most of Africa. I have a map of Chinese interest in South Africa, and it is in Africa, and it is very frightening. Now, in South Africa itself, they are hugely prevalent. They have been given the permission to start 13 of their own police stations, manned by their own people, for their own people. They have a harbor in Namibia that has been given to them. They have they have in fact bailed out the Electricity Supply Commission in South Africa to the tune of millions and millions of rands. And the part of that agreement is that if they default on the loan, they will then take over the electricity grid for sub-Saharan Africa, because South Africa provides 80% of the power for sub-Saharan Africa, not just South Africa. Now, if you go from there to the latest thing of expropriation without compensation, It is very, very frightening, because if you look at the list of the first farms that the ANC want to expropriate, throw the farmers out and not pay them a penny for them, that you overlay the map of those farms onto the map of minerals in South Africa, and every single one of those farms lies on top of incredibly rich mineral veins. The first three that they want to take are on top of coal. Now, all the power stations in South Africa are powered by coal, which South Africa has unbelievable amounts of. So if the Chinese then take over those farms, they are in control of Eskom, the only electrical supply person in South Africa. You don't have lots of them like you have here in the States. You have only one that supplies power. So they will take over that, and they will take over the coal. And then what happens to the whole of sub-Saharan Africa? The Chinese own it. Then you add on...
Ms. Karen?
Yes?
Let me ask you a quick question. Now, when you say they are being given, the Chinese are being given the free reign there, exactly who, I think I know, who is giving the Chinese free reign? Why are they doing that? Why are they bringing the Chinese in there? Who is it, and why are they doing it?
Okay, if you take a look at Theresa May from the UK's visit to South Africa a couple of months ago, where she disgraced herself by trying to do Zulu dancing with the Zulus, she gave her stamp of approval to expropriation without compensation. Now listen to this. Expropriation without compensation is basically theft. You are stealing white people's land, property, homes, furniture, cars, bank accounts, intellectual property, everything that is their expropriation thing. She says that she's all for it as long as they do it following a legal process. Now, you explain to me how you steal legally. Now, I
can tell you.
Exactly.
I can tell you how.
Yes.
I can tell you how, Ms. Karen. According to Mao Zedong, who is the father of communism in Red China, although Mao Zedong was put in there by people like the Slovoko guy, the Joe Slovoko. I think you referenced him earlier.
Yeah.
The white Jews brought communism into Red China back in the 40s, exactly just like they did in South Africa. And Mao Zedong said, I'll quote him, or paraphrasing, he said that law, government, political power, and I know I've said this 100 times, comes at the end of a gun barrel. George Washington has said pretty much the same thing. So that's the legal part she's probably talking about, Karen.
Absolutely.
And I'll ask you, go ahead.
No, ask. I'll tell you about the Russians owning the uranium mines in South Africa. They just bought from the ANC government. They bought all the uranium mines in South Africa. So the fuss here about 10% of this country's uranium being sold by Hillary Clinton to the Russians is nothing in comparison to what they're doing in South Africa. And this is why it is such a puzzle to me why this country is just standing by and letting it all happen without talking about it even.
Yeah.
Ms. Karen, I think I know why once again. Like Sam said, the Russians have all the uranium probably in this country here to also sell them. And I'll chime in. And a lot of the if not all of the best soft, low sulfur coal was given to the Russians. But personally, I'd much rather be given to the Russians than the Chinese, because at least they are white and it is a Christian nation right now. But here's and you may not know this. I may be going on a bridge too far. But, we've learned that. And believe it or not, this is not a rabbit trail. We've learned that in the 1967 war, when the Israelis tried to sink the United States ship Liberty, what their big plan was for the Israelis, I'm going to link this up to what's going on in South Africa now. The big plan that the Israelis had, they were going to do until they were discovered, according to what some of the news people I've been listening to, they wanted to go in and they were going to invade what they call the Greater Israel, the Israel of the Old Testament. That, you know, the God of the Bible supposedly given it to this chosen people. He gave it, and they were going to take Jordan. They're going to take Egypt. They're going to take Syria. They're going to take the whole area. And the reason they're going in there trying to start a war with Syria right now is because that's part of the country they wanted to take, and they were busted during the 7-day war. The movie's going to blame is going to expose all this. Now, going back to South Africa, are the world Jewry, and they, you know, the United States is it like a Jewish colony? I mean, the Congress votes 435-0. For any way they want to go. They recently, for the anti-Semitic laws they want to put in. Is this the plan? Are they going to, did the Jews want to establish their greater Israel that they are envisioning, you know, in their old Kabbalah, the Old Testament, et cetera? And they're going to, the Jews are going to be content with that, to letting the Chinese take the rest of that part of the world, like Africa, because it's, after all, it's part of the white genocidal operation. I mean, is that a bridge too far?
No, that is quite possibly true. I don't see any problem with that theory, because why else then is the entire world turning their backs on the small remaining remnant of whites in South Africa that established that country, that made it a first world paradise, that helped all African countries, that exported food everywhere? Why are they turning their backs on them now?
Miss Karen, we hear the music. When we come back, we're going to keep Miss Karen for one more segment, and then the Blood River Boys are going to kind of digest what we've heard Miss Karen say. And don't worry, we'll have Miss Karen back again later today. But Miss Karen, we'll bring you back for one more segment, then we'll let you take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The day after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit Ridgecrest, California, a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake swayed buildings, cracked foundations, and caused other types of damage in the same region. Resident Brent Clark Palmer says Ridgecrest is a helpful town.
Everyone all the time is checking in on their neighbors and has each other's back. And people who are against each other or opposite political stripes, or this person's music is not as good as that person's music. In Ridgecrest, you always know that person that frustrates you is going to have your back.
But this Ridgecrest resident says he's thinking of moving.
Likely to retire within the next 5 to 7 years. I've always said I wanted to retire here in Ridgecrest. It's a nice community. It's very affordable from a California perspective. But now I'm not so sure I want to live here after I retire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A strange explosion at a college in Reno was under investigation. USA's Winnie King has more on that story.
Classes were canceled at the University of Nevada, Reno after a utilities explosion blew out windows and caused the partial collapse of a dormitory building. Reno Fire Operations Chief Steve Layton says 8 people received minor injuries.
There was a small explosion in the basement of the building. While we were there investigating it, there was a larger explosion that damaged a large portion of the center of the building.
The U.S. will face Netherlands tomorrow morning, hoping to claim their 4th Women's World Cup title. But Netherlands has won 9 straight games. Before that final, U.S. midfielder Megan Rapinoe held a news conference and talked about not going to the White House after the tournament.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to everyone about it. Obviously, not myself, not Allie Krieger, and I suspect not many, if any, of the other players, but I haven't spoken to every one of them about it.
This is USA Radio News.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, I certainly appreciate you hanging on and listening to this great guest, Miss Karen Smith. We're going to bring her back another time. We're keeping her for one more segment. We're going to let her voice rest. But before we do anything else, I'm going to go to Matt. We've neglected Matt far too long. It's my fault tonight. I have not been running this ship as well as I should. Matt, go ahead, fellas. If you have any questions, go ahead and feel free to ask Miss Karen.
Karen, I've got to ask about whites not being able to leave South Africa. Julius Malema, a congressman there, if I'm not mistaken, has said whites can't leave South Africa. It's almost like they set. That's almost like they've set a trap from like all the refugees that came down from Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, and now they're saying, you know, you can't leave the attacks. You got to withstand them.
Well, no, it was actually our president, President Ramaphosa, is having bitch fits because companies and everybody who can afford it is fleeing South Africa now. Even the white liberals who believed that they were immune from any of this, they've gotten very scared, and the outflow of rich South Africans is frightening them. So in his State of the Nation address, President Ramaphosa said if he had his way, he would tie white youth to trees so that they couldn't leave. But they've been doing it for years, because even when I left 9 years ago, when I tried to get the paperwork that I needed out of that government, it was an absolute nightmare. When I need, because you need a funny paperwork to come into the USA. You need an unabridged birth certificate and an unabridged marriage certificate, which are not given to you by the government when you get married or when you're born. So you have to apply for it. So I applied for it, and now I'm married an American, born and bred here in America. I'd been in South Africa 2 years when I got my unabridged marriage certificate. After 2 years of waiting, it said that my husband was a South African citizen. So I had to go and reapply, pay again, and wait another, I think it was 8 months the second time around for them to correct it. Then when I applied for my police clearance at the last minute, because it's only valid a very short time, I got it just in time. And I took it into your consulate there, and they said, sorry, it's printed on the wrong paper, go back and start again. So they made it incredibly difficult at every step of the way. The South African government makes it difficult for you. Now the problem is that they are so incompetent and so anti-white. If you go into Home Affairs there to apply for any of your paperwork, they will just ignore you or deliberately make mistakes in it, and you can wait up to 3 or 4 years for any of your paperwork out of that government. So they are deliberately, and have been for a very long time, making it impossible for you to leave. And then again, you're only allowed to take a certain amount of money out of the country. So that includes your airfare. So by the time you leave, I got here with 2 suitcases of clothes and $600. And that's a lifetime of work, of saving, of owning a house, a car, a swimming pool, all of those good things, a pension fund, gold shares, everything. I came here with $600 because you can only take X amount out of the country. So they have made it impossible for years, and now they're making it even worse. So you are condemned, literally, to stay there and die.
And, Karen, what about, okay, if these people are condemned to stay and die, well, then there's a large section that wants to talk about secession, the Western Cape, the Trans-Orania. What do we know about that?
Okay, I know a lot about that because the Khoi King, now the Khoi San are the only people who really have a right to secede, because they have been accepted by the United Nations as the original peoples of South Africa. And because they were mainly in the Cape, when Jan van Riebeeck arrived there in 1652, the only people there were the Khoi San. There were no black people there for 150 years after the whites arrived. So the Khoi San King seceded 2 years ago. And I went to the United Nations with him to give the Articles of Association to the United Nations. Well, we got total runaround there. But anyway, what happened after that is when he went back to South Africa, four other groups seceded the same place that he seceded. So it's all tied up in court now, and it's never going to happen. Although it is written into the Constitution of South Africa that everybody has a right to their own self-determination. And so that should apply to the whites, where they can have the Western Cape and have self-determination, because all of the homelands that the white South Africans gave to the blacks under apartheid, they still have them. Their chiefs still rule them. So they have their own homeland, but they refuse to give it to us. So there we sit right now with everything tied up in court, with a total disaster going on. And there are many. You will see there's a whole bunch of people trying for secession of the Cape. And they've just made it even more difficult, because the only people under international law who have the right, international right, to secede are the Khoisan. And so they've been stymied by these other groups doing the same thing.
That's interesting. You know, I feel like there's going to be a stumbling block. They're going to try to throw in a monkey wrench in the gears, basically. And that's kind of what we're seeing, isn't it? I mean, if they... you rightly said, if you lose your power grid, you basically lose your country. That is, that's how you make everything. And you don't produce anything without your own power. That's the very basis of freedom. And if they lose their power,
they're done.
Is there ever an opportunity for secession to happen and them to get these things they've lost back?
Very remote, in my opinion, because I've been intimately involved with the Khoisan King's bid for secession since before it happened, since before he announced it. And I think it is possible, but what you need is one country outside of South Africa to acknowledge you as a country. And given the silence that is going on about everything going on in South Africa right now, we have sent, letters have been sent to every country asking them to acknowledge it. And those crickets chirping that you hear, that's the answer. I mean, there's a white political party in South Africa, the NKP. They went to your embassy and the Australian embassy and New Zealand embassy and put them on notice. And this was about 6 months ago, that every white death that happens in South Africa is now on their heads as well. They have blood on their hands because of it, because they are doing nothing. And you know what acknowledgement they got even of that legal notice? Once again, those crickets are chirping. There's not a country in the world that will listen.
That's sad. Totally sad. There are groups in there, though, that are appealing to international law, such as the Sightlanders. Or do you think they might have more success appealing to international law rather than any particular country?
But that's exactly what the Khoi King did. He appealed by international laws. He followed every single international law to the last full stop, and is still not getting anywhere. So Saitlanders, yes, they have done a fantastic job of spreading the word about what's going on in South Africa. The only problem I have with Saitlanders is that they only accept members who can pay them monthly, who have a 4x4 vehicle, who have a trailer full of survivalist goods, and they're going to look after those people when it hits the proverbial fan, which is going to happen any day now. But the other people who do not have the money or the means to help themselves, they are going to leave them hanging out to dry to be murdered. And that's the problem I have with Saitlanders.
But, these people, many of them are already getting murdered. I mean, that's not really Saitlanders leaving them out to dry.
Well, yes, but they're not looking after everybody. What about the people in the squatter camps who nobody is helping? Because by law, you cannot, no company in South Africa can give charity to whites. The same as by law, if you want to adopt a baby, you have to adopt 10 black babies first before one white baby gets to the top of the list. So what about those people? Nobody cares about them. Nobody is helping them. And that's a third of the white population.
My goodness. Yeah, I've
Ms.
heard
Karen,
400,000 people in squatter camps. People, 400,000 people
in
squatter camps.
A million. That 400,000 is underestimated. I work with the people who work in the camps. The problem is that a lot of those people that we count as being in camps are living in their cars in the bush because there's no space in the camps for them.
Well, Ms. Karen, we're going to have to let you go. I will be getting in touch with you again, and we're going to plug your radio site as soon as we come back for this last break. God bless you. Thank you for being with us tonight, Ms. Karen. I guarantee you we will be bringing you back here. People, we really appreciate her coming on tonight, and we're going for a break. And the Blood River guys are going to come back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Well, people, we're right back after this great question. I was just talking to Sam during the break. I'm going to throw one thing out there, and then we're going to go to Lee has a question for Matt. But what we, me and Sam, were talking about during the break, Karen is right. Salmon is right. Here's the thing. Like Sam was pointing out, there's only there's a finite number of resources that the white people in South Africa have to work with. You cannot condemn Simon for, you know, reaching out. He says he's got approximately a third of the white people he can rescue. Sam used an analogy about if he went down to L.A. and he said, I'm going to give a dollar to every illegal I see to help them out of poverty. Okay, pretty soon he'd be broke. And a dollar is not going to go very far. The analogy I was thinking of, you know, was the Titanic. You only have a certain number of lifeboats. Are you going to save a third of the people on the Titanic? Or are you going to try to get everybody on those few number of lifeboats and then everybody will drown? That is one hell of a dilemma. But that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm just going to make this comment. I'm going to go back to Lee, and Lee's going to go to Matt. I hope God damns this country to hell and damns the United Nations to hell and NATO for not helping these people there, for allowing the international Jewish Zionists to continue their program of white extermination and working with the godless communist red Chinese to do it, that David Rockefeller set up back in the 60s and 70s, along with Nixon. Now, I'm going to shut up. Matt, Lee, you had some questions for Matt. Fire away, fella.
Oh, yeah. I'm still flabbergasted about the restrictions they have on white people about you got to help 10 black babies before you help a white baby. What do you think about that, Matt?
Well, I'm not surprised. It's always been a black majority country. And true enough, many years ago, it wasn't as many blacks as they are now. But right now, they're tremendously outnumbered. The disparity has shot through the roof. She said 920%, basically, was what the population of the blacks grew. When they get in power like they have, they'll pass anything. And that's what we're seeing. I'm not surprised. I didn't know about that law in particular, but I know they have a lot of laws against the old apartheid white people as it is. So
yeah, it's just maybe we'll get her to give us some more laws that will just discriminate against white people. But I just don't know how we can, you know, Simon's in a dilemma too. I just don't know. We need who's going to, you know, like over 1 million people in slums, and there nobody can help them by law. They're not allowed to help them. I don't know what we can do.
You know, Matt,
I've seen pictures. These people are living in I wouldn't even call it tents, but just whatever they could throw together, pallet houses with tarps over it, stuff like that. I mean, it's really pitiful, y'all. And this is our own brothers and sisters across the ocean here.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm going to parrot what Eddie said, basically. I damn these politicians to hell that are these people's brothers and sisters, and they don't do anything to help. They say, we'll send our help when it's popular, or we'll send our help when we won't be looked down on, or we won't lose money. To hell with that. These people, we don't need them. We don't need any of those types of people.
Oh, yes, and they lie. They lie and say it's not even happening. And they do, like I've had news people here in Memphis tell me, well, even if it is happening, it's a non-story. Now, you know, people, I'd like to let you know that our brother, Matt Goodwin, is going to be going to South Africa in September. So we're very, very concerned for him. I trust God Almighty, but God Almighty doesn't expect you to step out in front of a busy interstate. But Matt's got more guts on the line. He's going over there, so please keep him in his prayers. And I have a comment for you too, Matt, you and Lee. What we see, first of all, I talked to the general. I keep talking about the general. I'm so infatuated with General Nicholas from Croatia and Simon. They to a man, the people from Europe who've seen this going on in Europe during the war there in the 50s, and they've seen it going on in South Africa. They said that they've seen the movie that's going on in the United States, and they know how it ends. And they said that we're like two-thirds of the way to three-fourths of the way through the movie here in the United States. We see, I made a comment, Matt, earlier. I heard a news blip, the Liberty News, that Sam put up Liberty News, that this black politician says she's going to try to appropriate $100 billion to hand out to her black brethren at the cost of white people. You know, they're going to buy homes and all this kind of crap. You see the same thing going on over there in South Africa. And I also saw another parallel between what we saw in Charlottesville. She said that they're not, that the government, a black government in South Africa will not allow the whites to leave. And they're bringing all these militant blacks into their area where the whites are, so that they're forcing a confrontation the same way the confrontation was forced in Charlottesville. I know that's, that may be a poor analogy, but basically that's what you see. And so, Matt, you know, I'm just totally frustrated with our government. I don't know what we're going to do, because we cannot get these politicians to move. Back to you, Matt.
Well, it's just anarchy, tyranny, anarcho-tyranny, that word. That is exactly what we saw at Charlottesville. It's the same thing that's happening in South Africa. The government says they're not responsible. They make all these laws, and they want to say, paint a nice rosy picture for the Western world and everything. And they're not responsible for any of this, but they are creating all the laws and scenarios that allow it to happen. And in many cases, they've been even found to have bribed police forces to help out in farm attacks and farm murders and stuff. So when you dig a little beneath the surface, they are responsible. They're 100% responsible. And it's the same thing that's going on here. Absolutely, they'll say, you know, we weren't responsible for that. And you dig a little deeper and you find out this person talked to this person and organized it. And sure enough, they are responsible for it. So, yeah, I think the parallels are eerily similar. We're dealing with the same old communist Satanist that we've always dealt with. And many times, it's like you said last week, I think, in many cases, we're dealing with the leaders of the communist revolution in Russia. In many cases, we're dealing still with their ancestors, their grandkids, their great-grandkids. There's even some of those people living here in America.
Correct.
And we'll get into that later. But, you know, these people, they are real. Their ancestors are real, their progeny, and we're dealing with them.
Well, you know, Matt and Lee, this is probably a rhetorical question, because we here at Blood River Radio, we are tiny. I mean, we are operating on pennies, you know, when we're going against trillionaires because they print all the money. So, Matt and Lee, I got to ask you a question. What more can we do? How can we get this message out to people? Like I referenced a couple from Macon Road Baptist Church that earlier. They paid $80,000 to adopt black children. How can we get the message out? How can we influence these people that are so thick, so brain dead? Do we have a chance of getting our message to let white people in America know what's going on? I go to you, Lee. What do you think? What are we going
to
do?
Well, we just got to keep trying. I wish we could, I hate to say peacekeeping forces, but I just make it worse. I don't know. We don't want China to come in there and save them, or Russia to come in. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to them. What do you think, Matt?
We're going to have to get angry and make them uncomfortable in many different ways, just public shaming, whatever it takes. We're going to have to get in their faces and get them uncomfortable and get them even angry at times, because they don't realize that they're just being useful idiots. Lenin called people like this useful idiots, just people that are going along with the system, the status quo. They don't realize that they are being used by the real people that control. And that's like what I was saying, you know, we're dealing with a lot of the people from the Russian Revolution, even their progeny today, we're dealing with these people, and that's the real people that are in control. And so these low-level people you're talking about on the streets, our family, friends, whatever, we've got to get in their faces, make them uncomfortable, tell them the real truth, and don't give up on your family. I've heard too many people who say, well, my family didn't accept it, I had to move on. Well, you got to keep on. Your family's the most important people, so...
You know, Dave Kahari told me a couple of weeks ago that our enemy, your enemy, or your neighbors next door, that's who we have to convert. You know, it seems like an impossible task. Let me ask one final question, so we're almost running out of time. We have about approximately one-third of the people in South Africa, about the same amount of people, white people in this country here, that are just self-haters. Is it genetic, Lee? Is it genetic, Matt?
It's human nature. It's sort of like human nature. What do you think, Matt?
I think they're brainwashed from early childhood. The propaganda machine here in this country is
so strong. It's everything you see. I go into the men's restroom, y'all, and let's call it for a little sacrilege here, but the Holy of Holies, where no one else is going to be, the men's restroom, and there's a koala care center with a black koala and a little mixed baby. Okay, like, that's how bad things are here. Every single thing. And we've got
to
fight it.
Well, guys, we've reached the end of the hour. Go to Resolution Radio, Radio Free South Africa, to Ms. Karen Smith's website and listen to her radio show. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Sam. Y'all, God willing, we'll be back same time next week. Good night.